This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Dungeons & Dragons. We have a little bit of Riot Games. And an unexpected update by Nintendo 3DS. Ooh. But today, we begin with an update to a gamer lawsuit going against Microsoft Activision. So, this comes to us from PCGamer.com, and they said that the judge denied a request for an injunction, basically saying the plaintiffs failed to show that they would suffer, quote, immediate irreparable harm if the deal does go through. So, last December, there was a group of very disturbed gamers that were in opposition of the acquisition of Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, because they were saying that it was using the ownership of the company, more likely the Call of Duty series, that would go against Sony and its ongoing battle in the console wars. So, this March, the case was tossed, where the judge ruled that it was possible that Microsoft would actually make Activision Blizzard games could be exclusive to its consoles. But the plaintiffs did say there was not, quote, alleged facts that make it plausible Microsoft is reasonably likely to do so. So what the ruling did say via Reuters, quote, first, plaintiffs currently play Call of Duty on Xbox, Windows PC, or on PlayStation. There is nothing in the record that suggests upon the merger, Microsoft can do anything to make these Call of Duty versions currently owned by plaintiffs somehow stop working, let alone that it would do so. Thus, the day after the merger, they can play exactly the same way they played with their friends before the merger. So indeed, that was the ruling. But that wasn't the only ruling, because according to Eurogamer, Activision Blizzard is now fined about 5,000 euros because of Diablo Immortal. So basically, Paleon was the one that filed the lawsuit, saying that Activision Blizzard was copying their game. In fact, what PEGI did state, quote, since this amounts a violation of the rules described as PEGI code of conduct, the PEGI enforcement committee sanctioned both companies with a fine of 5,000 euros. So here is what was the image via PEGI. 2023, Diablo Immortal, Activision Blizzard, Hunt Showdown Bounty Hunter, Limited Edition, Playon. Both games were published in 2022. Although they contain paid, random items like loot boxes or card packs, this was not disclosed to PEGI when the games were submitted for a rating license. Since this amounts to a violation of the rules described to PEGI Code of Conduct, the PEGI Enforcement Committee sanctioned both companies with a fine of 5,000 euros. The companies also have taken immediate action to relevant store listings and market materials all over loot boxes within their games. So that is that. And I did say copy of the games, or trying to go up to copy of the games. That was not the case, so that's my fault. It was just more about loot boxes. Now we go to GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Blizzard would be ready to unveil its own AI tool for concept art. So here's what Valentine Powell did say, quote, leadership focus on AI doesn't feel like it's solving problem that individual contributors care about. It feels like ignoring the problems and focusing on hype words they think would sound impressive to shareholders. Now, if there's a date that they're looking to show this, then there's none to report. But the tool is called Blizzard Diffusion, so we'll see what happens with that. Now we go to Eurogamer, and they're saying that Pokemon Go developer did acknowledge some concerns. So the director, Michael Stenka, and I do apologize for butchering the name, did say that Niantic is considering measures to address some concerns, and they're basically adjusting the game. So here's what he said, quote, I decided to block an account for the first time today. I usually pride myself on never blocking anybody. even though some people are pretty hurtful things about me, I generally think it's important to contracting viewpoints and not get trapped in an echo chamber. But this account, which was created this month, seems to have been made with sole intent of harassing me and insulting my family. I hope we can all agree this is not okay and something we should wholly reject from the community. In fact, he also did post on Twitter. Quote, "But this account, which was created just this month, seems to have been made with the sole intent of harassing me and insulting my family." Basically, it was the last thing that he said in the former quote. But for the quote, or for the Twitter post, it say, "I know that many of you are frustrated with some of our recent decisions, but just know we see the feedback and the thing of ways to address many of the valid concerns without sacrificing our mission and vision for Pokemon Go." So, thank you, Michael, for that update. Now we go to PushSquare.com, and they are saying that Mortal Kombat 1, the gameplay, will be skipped tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the PlayStation Showcase, which is why the show may be in a bit of a delay by a couple hours. So it might be recorded at night. But because they're going to the Summer Games Fest, they have skipped tomorrow's gameplay reveal. In fact, at Summer Game Fest, they'd say on Twitter, "Don't miss the world gameplay premiere of Mortal Kombat 1 when Ed Boon at Noobdy joins Jeff Keighley live on stage at Summer Game Fest on Thursday, June 8th. Watch the live stream at summergamefest.com." And they said you can join in person at the YouTube Theater, and they give the ticket link, but not going to get into that. But obviously, you would see something of a Mortal Kombat 1 there tomorrow, but we shall see what happens in the Summer Games Fest, where they'll have more stuff to show about the game. Now, ours, Technia.com, did say that a 3DS update did show up unexpectedly. So, it's been a while, well, basically September, since the last update for 3DS. But the one that came in, there's more to help with further gameplay on the console itself. So, what they said in the patch notes was they give a promise of, quote, "further improvements to overall system stability and other minor adjustments that have been made to enhance the user experience." So, it's pretty vague, but yes, there is some things that's gone on with that. I go back to games, and Riot, according to .esports.com, did say it took home a historic award with its broadcast of Major Worlds 2022 series. So, they were given a Sports Emmy. In fact, at Sports Emmys did say, quote, on Twitter, "A Sports Emmy Award for Esports Championship coverage goes to League of Legends World 22 Final. So congratulations to those guys, as they indeed do a great job on their League of Legends game. So go find them on Twitch, and maybe find the videos up on YouTube, because the World Championships are indeed something to watch when it comes time to watch it. Let's do some Dungeons & Dragons to end the show. So Polygon did say that D&D's core rulebooks is expected to grow better players and more dungeon masters. So there has been some things about the rules that they've done, but they tried to fix things, especially after Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves was released. So here's what Chris Perkins, the game design architect, did say. "For so many people, those books are introductory experience to the game. Those books are designer words are hard, than some of our later books. The monsters aren't easy or as fun to play as some of more recent books, and finding things is not easy. So making sure that our gateway to the game is strong and beautiful and accessible as possibility, I think, is very important for longevity of the game and just for people's enjoyment." So they did put out the player's handbook and did give a nice little picture of the cover of the handbook here. Looks good. So the game design architect Jeremy Crawford did say, quote, "The character origins chapter will also include guidance on alignment and languages, with a focus on species, formerly called race, and backgrounds, how we are framing it, and this is really building on work we did Tasha's Cauldron of Everything, is taking those two components to the character and combining them to create a glimpse of who their character was before they became an adventurer. Interesting stuff. And you better get to know that stuff, because IGN.com did say that here's all the expansions coming for Dungeons & Dragons this year. And that includes Bigby Presents Glory of the Giants, the practically complete Guide to Dragons, Ben Deliver and Below, the Shattered Obelisk, Planescape, Adventures of the Multiverse, The Deck of Many Things, and that come out November 14th. So, we're looking at dates from August 15th to November 14th. But, back to IGN, and they're saying that the new books that are coming out will be more expensive. 20% more expensive this year. So, instead of costing $49.95, they'll be costing $59.95, most likely. Some of the smaller ones may be a little bit of a lesser price, but that would still be a price increase. So, here's what a spokesperson did tell IGN. The new price will only be for new products going forward, and the ability to carry forward existing book helps. Also, digital prices aren't increasing, so the digitals will be the same price. Hey, console people, just saying. Anyway, this is not supposed to be an opinion piece, so if you did take this opinion, I do apologize. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. Tomorrow, mostly PlayStation, so it might be a later time for me. If that's the case, I'll see you tomorrow. So go play some games, people.